You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up Podcast.
Thank you for hanging with us. I am Adam alongside, man, our new official co-host of the Lead 'Em Up Podcast. Man, my guy, Leon Thurston. Leon, what's going on, buddy?
Woo, we need the hand claps. We need the applause. Woo.
Yo, not clap.
I'm super excited, man, to just come in and drop in and, you know, be alongside of you this journey, man. Let's go. Let's get it. I'm ready.
You know, and for those new, Leon is not new. Leon has been part of the Lead 'Em Up team for a couple years now. He's our lead trainer. He's popped in on a couple different occasions on the podcast, so he's not a brand new voice. But as it relates to the every week episode that we've gotten into the rhythm of releasing, Leon and I are going to be attacking it and continuing to provide hopefully leadership insight, wisdom, conversation, dialogue, conviction, and challenges out to the coaching community through this podcast. And we're really, really excited. We've got some ideas and some content that's going to be coming that's going to be really, really helpful and valuable to you. And, you know, just as a recap, because we have taken the first 2 months of this year off, and now we're back in on it. The Lead 'Em Up podcast will be getting released 3 times a month. So we were 4 times a month. Now it's going to be 3 times a month. We're going to stay on that rhythm of Sunday evenings. But as it relates to the fourth day or the fourth week, we got something new cooking. And in fact, man, this is going to be exciting, Leon. This is going to be really, really exciting. And Leon and I, we are going to be releasing a monthly video series titled The Green Room. The Green Room. God. And The Green Room is a video series designed to help your athletes live more green and build more green each and every day. And it is going to be a 15 to 20 minute video series that is going to go out once a month. That's going to be designed to help infuse kind of that green mindset into your athletes. And we're going to do that on video. And there's going to be a lot of social content being pulled from that. We've got a great studio being kind of designed up and the green room. Cause I mean, that's when you're good, you live in the green room. You know what I mean, Leon? You live in the green room. You get invited to the green room, and we're all about building the green team and helping our athletes be more green. So we felt it was appropriate to actually call it the green room. And that first episode is coming here very soon, but this is going to be once a month. And Liam, before I let you kind of share your thoughts on this, here's the deal. There's going to be a lot of social content built around these video episodes. So if you see it on social, share it, yeah, right? Send it to your players. You know, it's going to be a 15 to 20 minute ranged episode on YouTube, video based, that frankly, coaches, we want you to make almost mandatory viewing requirements for your players. Like, have this be an asset to your program, to your coaching, allowing us to kind of take different leadership topics, different leadership insights that are communicated directly to them, and allow this to help add value to your program as we help build more green athletes. And Leon, this can be really, really fun.
Man, I cannot wait for this. Yo, this is the thing that not just players, but like everyone needs, man. We're going to be spilling out in different ways, different formulas that's going to get results, like positive results. And again, building that green team. Like when you think about it, your results are connected to your technique. This green room is going to help your technique and take it to a whole new level. So listen, I'm excited about it. I'm thrilled. I can't wait.
And it's cool because, I mean, frankly, years ago, we did this little thing called the Green Team Talks, and there were these short little podcast episodes, and it kind of, for no reason of the market, more on our end, kind of fizzled out to some degree. But the reality is we support coaches through Lead 'Em Up. 100%, we support coaches through Lead 'Em Up. But look at the core of what we do in Lead 'Em Up. It is about the athlete. It's about them. Like our program, our curriculum is not a program for the coaches to develop into leaders themselves. Like that's not the core of what we do. No, it's designed to deployed to the players. And we needed a dynamic tool from a content standpoint, socially and online wise, digitally, that was really about them. So the podcast 3 weeks a month is going to continue to be for coaches, but this once a month video series is going to be for the athletes. And we needed it, Leon.
Yeah, when you think about it, you know, athletes are always on their phones 24/7. So now we're going to give them content for them to actually view that's actually going to help them. You know, they do their thing. They have a lot of fun on social media, but why not have some fun and, you know, gain some insight? So this is powerful. Can't wait.
And our hope is that as we go around and we're working with teams and we're doing different things with athletes that, you know, we hear stories of them saying like, yeah, you know, our coach had us listen to this. You know, our coach, you know, would send this link out to all of us, would tell us like, hey, sometime this week, everyone's got to listen to it. And man, it really shaped my mindset. It really gave me some tools on how to communicate with my teammates better. It gave me a different perspective on an injury and how I should respond after being injured. It gave me all these different things. And it was said in such a practical, like tangible way that it helped me significantly. And if we are hearing those responses, we are elated. But here's the deal, coach. If we're hearing those responses, you should be elated. You should be thrilled because that means your athletes are receiving it and developing that green mindset in for, you know, to lead themselves and lead their team. So, man, we're really excited. The Green Room, shout out to our group of certified coaches. Yeah. That went through that first round of certification last year. There's a group of 12 coaches that have been incredible. This community of Lead 'Em Up certified coaches, we're going to do another round of certifications at some point later this year. But we threw it out to them and said, hey, are there any ideas? What were we joking about at first that we first thought? We were like, remember some of the ideas at first? It was... You had a couple that you suggested. It was like,
for the
green room name. Yeah. Was that? We had like Green Team Elite. We had, a variety of different names. Do you remember any of the ones as we were throwing them around?
But I know Green Team Elite was one of them. And
I got the list right here. We were throwing out the ideas like Players Club.
Players Club,
the Winner's Circle, Green Guide, Leaders Elite, Green Extreme was one that you threw out there, the Resolve, right? So we were like bouncing ideas out, and we ended up going into the certified text chat because we're in a daily text chat with those 12 coaches. That has been amazing, absolutely amazing from a community support, just growth perspective. But threw it out there and was like, hey, well, this is what we've got coming up. It's coming up in the beginning part of April, player series, et cetera, et cetera. What do y'all think is a great name? And I forget if it was Travis Scott, I believe the AD down in Louisiana, ARCA. He said, oh, no brainer, the Green Room. It's either him or Caleb, I forget. And they were like, it's the Green Room. Because only like, you got to work your way to get to the Green Room. Not everyone gets to make their way to the Green Room. You think the draft, right? The NFL draft, NBA draft, they get to hang in the Green Room. Yeah. It's almost like the elite get to live there. And obviously it built on our green team and the theme around the green just made sense. So once again, coming up here in the next week, be on the lookout for the launch of our Green Room series.
Oh,
let's go. It's going to be so good. So, so good. But anyways, today, Leon, let's jump in. We're going to be talking about a mental trap, a mental trap that many coaches fall into. And frankly, when they do, they're missing out. They're missing out on opportunities to grow. They're missing out on opportunities to develop an incredible dynamic team. They're missing out on the opportunity to develop their players greater and give them experience and an opportunity to engage in something that could be so life-giving for them. They're missing out on so many things when they fall into this trap. Yeah. And Leon, what that trap is it's called the Good Kids Trap. The Good Kids Trap. And here's how it goes for those that are listening. You know, as we've been doing Lead 'Em Up, it's now going on year 10. This August is our 10th year anniversary of Lead 'Em Up, which is a whole nother conversation. We got to celebrate that somehow. But Leon, this has happened to us many, many times where we're having conversations with coaches, where we're asking them about their leadership development. We're talking about, hey, you know, how we want to come alongside them and build with them and, you know, help build that green team and get more from their teams. And essentially they shut it down. And it's not that they're rude about it, but it's like, we're okay. We're good. And whenever they say that, one of the most common reasons is because they say, you know, Leon, like, honestly, I bet Lead 'Em Up could be really good. But, you know, when I kind of look at our team, Leon, you know, we already got good kids. We already got good kids. I think we're good. I think we're good. And they kind of just walk away from it. Mm. And Leon, when that happens, like, let's talk about this because this is a trap.
Yeah,
it's a trap. You fall into it. It hurts you. What do you think?
Man, I've heard it. I've heard it. And, you know, when I do hear it, oftentimes I feel like, you know, do you actually care about your kids enough? You know, do you actually care? You know, because, I mean, you said it, you're if it a trap is, you know, you're missing out on something, you know, you're missing out on an opportunity. But I'd also say like it's a mental trap in misunderstanding like the mission of a coach, the mission of a leader. You know, you as a coach, us as coaches, you know, coming together, leadership is our obedience to the mission. We should have a mission. Like what's going to be our mission? What's going to be our goal? So that leadership trap, man, that player trap that you said, that you talked about is just so powerful because I believe it. I see it as a misunderstanding, you know, and I like those opportunities because it's an opportunity for us to, as coaches, you know, here at Lead 'Em Up to actually, you know, inform them so they don't, you know, they're not misunderstood about, you know, the value that we bring with Lead 'Em Up. So, you know, I've been through it a few times though. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But you bring up a great point, actually, like when you reference this term, the mission.
Yeah.
And every team has slightly different values, slightly different like principles and such. But I mean, when you think about just a general mission that is probably universal, like we all want to keep getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met a single team that doesn't have that, whether that's written down or not, that doesn't have that desire, right? That mission, hey, we're going to keep getting better. We're going to keep improving. So if that's the case, when you immediately say we've got good kids and then pull back on the development, you're actually working against that mission, which is universal, that we all want to keep getting better.
Good. You're working against the mission.
You're working against it. You're actually denying the mission you claim in your mind to believe or to aspire for.
Wow. Because when you think of the mission is to take the team from where they are to where they need to be, like the next level, right? Shaping your players' future. Like what's ahead? You know, I think, you know, for us as coaches, we got to be able to see ahead. What? Yes, your kids may be good now, right? But our responsibility as leaders, as coaches, is to, you know, be in the future, be the futurist on the field, anticipate what's to come. You know, being the seer in the system, you know, being the wise man that knows, you know, good isn't good enough.
Mm. So and that's one of our quotes, you know, yeah. Say this all the time, like good isn't good enough if better is an option.
Yeah.
In fact, if you've got two options and you choose the lesser of the two options, you're actually choosing the worst option, which is a bad option. So like if we're good and we got good kids. So like, all right, then we have to make a choice. Like, do you want to keep pouring into them? Nah, we got good kids. I'm going to put my attention elsewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're settling with this place of good. But there is a better option, coach. That you're almost denying as the option. You're settling on this option. That's a bad option. You know, and you know me, man. I've told you this many times. I'm a word nerd.
Yeah.
My etymology app on my iPhone is one of my favorites, Leon. And when you look at mission, right? You ready for this? That there's two dynamics here.
Have my pen out. Let's go.
Okay. the act of sending out. Okay, the act of sending out. But then there's also a deeper dynamic, and it says, oftentimes to exhibit change in others.
Yes.
So combine those two, right? To exhibit change in others, man, that's almost like a leadership mission. That literally is a leadership mission. exhibit change in others so then you can send them out better than they were.
Come on.
This is a mission.
Come on. And when you think about sending them out, okay, when you think of a king will never send his soldiers out to battle without any body armor, right? So essentially, if you're a coach saying that we just have good kids and, you know, you're sending them to war without the leadership development that they need to go to war, right? When you dismiss leadership development, it's like going to war unprotected, like sending out, like you said, like unprotected, like vulnerable, defenseless, you know, perfect example. Let me make it real. Right. When you think of your child getting in the car, jumping in the car and, you know, they forget to put that seatbelt on. Right. You immediately tell them, yo, put that seatbelt on, like get it together. Why? Because you don't want to expose them to the danger. And I think that's our duty. You know, that's our mission as coaches to, you know, send them out, like you said, that mission, but send them out, you know, with protection. Yeah.
And I think it's going to require, because you're right on, we see it there, but I think where the disconnect may come from is I don't think they are fully aware, many coaches aren't fully aware of, well, what does it look like on the other side? And I think that's the problem. Right. I think the good kids is just a verbal excuse of sorts. But what they are lacking is understanding of what's on the other side of development. OK, because and you know, I always say, you know, as we extend grace to people, like people do the best with what they know.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do the best with what they know. And I think part of it is like on one end, they say we got good kids. And they use that as a reason for like, I just don't think we need to be as intentional in this area. I don't think we need to focus as much on our leadership development. We got good kids. Mm-hmm. But I think what they're also communicating is we don't know, like, I don't necessarily even know what's on the other side. Because I believe if they did have a clearer vision of what was on the other side, I don't think they'd be as dismissive of it because they would realize what they're missing. And, you know, I've always said this. I believe one of the best things a coach can do is experience the best and most green cultures around them. You see, there's a lot of teams and coaches that they look at their program. They're like, yeah, we're pretty good. Like we're in a pretty good spot. Well, they are basing it off a limited comparison. They don't have many examples to compare it to. They don't get the luxury that maybe we get where we work with all of the teams. We see the good, the bad, and the ugly. We see the world-class cultures that literally when we walk in, we are blown away. And I say that literally. There are teams, Leon, you've been with me. You've experienced it yourself. We walked into teams, man, where you walked in, you're like, yo, like what's happening here? Like these kids are on a whole nother level. Like what is happening here? Okay. And, but they don't know that they've a coach here in this little town, this little area, what do they know that they just know kind of maybe a couple teams. They don't really see the insights. They don't really get to see a peek behind the curtain of the other programs. They just see what's like outward or what shows up on game day. They don't see what it looks like, but we do. So they're like, oh, we're good. And we feel like we're good. And like all things can look good if compared against mediocre comparisons, all things will look good.
Yeah.
All things will look good. Like, you know, hey, are you a good person? Yeah, I'm good in comparison to that. Right? Yeah. Whatever that is. But like that good person is actually not good in comparison to this over here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Good is actually a subjective term based on how you want to compare yourself. And when I look at good, there's a lot of times kids, coaches say, yeah, we got good kids. I'm like, man, you're right. You do, but like, let's be reminded, good kids does not guarantee good leadership.
Ooh, that's good. Come on, say that one again.
Good kids does not guarantee good leadership. Good kids does not guarantee that they are good in communication, that they are good at disciplining themselves, exhibiting that self-discipline. Good doesn't mean that they hold standards well. Good doesn't mean that they're able to be resilient in the face of adversity. Good doesn't mean that they are able to transform a program with a level of energy that just like elevates everyone in the room. Good does not equate to that. Good is going to be built on what we call moral character, which is connected to one's integrity. And it is behavioral. And it does mean being a good person. But when you look at character deeper, there's a mental character connected to one's performance, mm-hmm. which is a completely different set of character traits. And good does not guarantee that you'll get the job done on Friday night. There needs to be more. And when you think I'm good, let me pull back because the pain doesn't feel great enough. You are missing out, falling into the trap.
Hot, boy. Hot. Come on, man. You laid that thing out. Yeah, yes, yes. Okay, yes, you're good. But, you know, what if something happens that requires you to be better than good? What happens? Like, because those hard times are coming. Like you said, those issues are going to come in. We see it every single year with teams. You know, those challenges, they pop up, they arise. You know, those hard times are coming. And great leaders, great coaches provide, you know, their players with the armor to make these challenges less severe, right? Less severe. And I think Lead 'Em Up is that system, man. I've seen it, you know. And I say it this way. Man, as I've been with the program for what I'm going on three years now.
Yep.
3 years.
Time flies, bro, when you're having fun.
Yeah, yeah, man, and it's like I oftentimes I catch myself, you know, wishing that I had this when I was in high school. You know, it would have saved me a lot of headache. You know, quick story, man. I bought a Camaro maybe 4 years ago. I had a fast car, Camaro, and I'm driving on. About 50.
Camaro. They still sell Camaros?
Camaro, man. I had a Camaro fast car driving on Route 50. And, man, when I was in high school, I used to kind of pick on people sitting in the back of the classroom. But fast forward to now, I bought a fast car. And I'm driving on Route 50. It's a straightaway. And a police officer pulls me over, state trooper. Man, I look up. He walks over to the car. I look up at him. And he looks at me. And he's like, Leon? Man, I remember you from high school. And he taps my car and then he walks away. You know, when they walk away and they're there for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, they're writing you a ticket. So he walks back to the car and he wrote me $1,000 ticket. You know, he wrote me $1,000 ticket for speeding. And one of the reasons why he wrote me $1,000 ticket was because that was one of the people that, you know, I picked on when I was in high school. You know, I didn't have a great relationship with them when I was in high school. And oftentimes I find myself thinking, man, had I had, you know, going for the gold, you know, one of our exercises, which is going for the gold, coaches may not know, but it's going for the gold where it builds on the concept of building great relationships. The deeper the team, the stronger the connection. And I can just imagine if I was in that same situation and I created a greater relationship with them, he possibly would have let me off with a warning, you know. It's possible, but, you know, I often find myself, you know, just wishing I wish I had this when I was in high school. I wish I had this when I was a teenager. You know, it was the thing that I needed, you know.
And it's crazy. And first of all, that sucks. Sucks you got a ticket. But, hey, you learned your lesson, right? But, no, I mean, so when you think about it like that, I think that adds another angle here. Almost a more convicting angle of, hey, you're good kids. I get it. Yeah, good kids. I understand. So they don't get access to the toolbox. they don't get access to the toolbox. Like you got all these tools to develop them, to grow them. They don't get to go. They don't get to dig in because they're good. You know, coaches, I just want to remind and, you know, the reality is when you've got good kids, it should actually be the door opener to going all in, right? Because as I mentioned a little bit ago, good kids, man, they still struggle in challenging their teammates with accountability, becoming dynamic communicators. You know, how about this? Learning to effectively manage in-game emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Are you kidding me? That's so important. Yeah. And you're going to say you don't need to work on that because they're good? Like, come on now. That's tough. I mean, I'm over here 42 years old, still trying to manage my emotions and parenting. You know what I mean? Still manage my emotions in my relationship with my wife, you know, and moments where I'm irritable or, you know, frustrated about one thing or another. I'm still figuring that out. Am I a good person? I think so. But I still need the tools, right? You know, are good kids still often struggle in showing mental toughness and resiliency, building rapport, as you just mentioned, with teammates, you know, to help them better lead them, exhibiting healthy body language. Man, yeah. Good kids still struggle with that. And that can give off an impression that can really derail and disrupt our team's momentum. Holding and raising standards, demonstrating self-discipline to reach their full potential. I mean, good kids still struggle with these things. And if our mission is continued improvement, our mission is getting better and continuing to grow, we can't allow good kids to be the reason we pull back, right? Because they're struggling. And here's what they should do, Leon.
Okay, talk to me.
If you have good kids, you need to go all in. You need to go all in on your leadership development. And here are three reasons why, and I'll share them, and then I want to get your thoughts on it, okay? Three reasons why I think if you have good kids, you need to go all in on leadership, character, culture development, all these quote-unquote intangibles, all these to what many coaches feel are the feel-good things. Like, no, that actually make a difference in them and on the team. First off, as we mentioned, all kids, good or bad, should get the opportunity to experience leadership development. Period.
Yeah.
All kids, good or bad, should get the opportunity to experience leadership development. Secondly, good kids will be incredibly engaged in the leadership development process and will enjoy it. Man, it's going to be a great value add. They're going to love it. Like, they're good kids. So if they're already good kids, listen, they're rounding second. Perfect. They already got the momentum. We'll help them come home. Leadership development will help them come home. Lastly, the buy-in. When you have good kids, the buy-in will be so significant from the leadership development that it will produce unbelievable results for your team. Results that are significantly higher than where you are today, and that's a fact. It will level up your team because these good kids will receive it. They will process it. They will activate it. They will exhibit it outward. They will put it into action, and it will take your good team to a world-class level, a great level. And Leon, we have seen that firsthand time and time again.
What? Are you kidding? But I'll say it this way. I'll go out on a limb and say it this way. All kids will buy in if it's taught right. If it's taught right, but good kids, they buy in quicker. Right?
That's a great add-on.
Yes. They buy in quicker, so much quicker. And here's what I mean, right? When you have a group of mixed kids, maybe there's some good, maybe there's some bad. It's always like that, right? But that room, it may take them maybe two, maybe three or four sessions for them to actually buy in, to see the value and buy in, right? But when you have that group of good kids, they're going to buy in immediately. Because all they're seeing is they're seeing and hearing the things that they've already heard from the coaches, but they're seeing it and hearing it in a different way, which is piercing their heart in a different way. So it's perfect for good kids. Like, okay, imagine this. To teach is to learn twice. So when you have good kids, they're learning twice on how to go from good to great to phenomenal. Like, it's habit stacking for them. So when I have a group of good kids, it's like, yes, let's go. it's all in from them. So it's perfect for them.
It's fire right away, you know? And I think about just even some of the teams right here at the time of this recording. You know, you did a session not that long ago with Whitman Boys Lacrosse. A week or prior to that, you did it with Archbishop Spalding. Yeah. Both programs, very healthy. Good programs, right? That could very easily fall into the trap of saying we're good. Almost like in this dismissive, like we're not broken. Our kids are engaged. The kids are good kids. They very easily could have dismissed it. And I'll let you share, but you did these two sessions in the span of like 7 or 10 days. And I remember us communicating after, you were on a high from those. You were boosted, but you were boosted because of them. Like, take us into that. Like, what did it look like and feel like? Because you walked into two places where they were good programs with good kids. What did you experience in there?
And it's funny that you say that, right? When you talk about having good programs and having good kids, it doesn't mean that there isn't a need. You know, there's still a need, you know? And when I went into those two sessions, man, it was a group of good kids, but they were thirsting for a new voice. They were thirsting for new content. They were thirsting for new energy. They were thirsting for all of these things. Like it was almost as if I had them, and I say this lightly, like I had them eating out of the palm of my hand because of the content that we've created and brought into them. It's like they were at need for something. And I'm just a firm believer that when you like most players, they have a need, but when the coaches give them what they need, like things shift. And it started off instantly. So those are two great, great programs, but how do you get them? Because like I said before, like life is going to come, you're going to come up against some adversity, and that adversity may require you to be something better than good. So some of the content that we rolled out for as the green team is, yo, they ate it up. They ate it up, and they walked out of that room just a little bit different. So when you care about the needs of your players, you'll introduce them to what they need to hear. And that's what those coaches were doing. They were just introducing them to what they needed to hear at that point. So it was an easy thing for me. And I don't like the easy ones. Like, I like a challenge. I'm the type of person that like a challenge, but
We've got plenty of those too, though, Leon.
Yeah. Yeah. But when I walked out of there, because we have leadership gold, because we have the formula for results, I walked out of there on a high because they received it. You know, they received it. And that's what comes to mind when I hear good kids. They receive it well. You know, they buy into it quicker. Yeah.
Man, it reminds me you know, I got some programs that come to mind for me, and there's so many, so I don't want to make it seem like I'm leaving someone out. I know you always run the risk of that when you start celebrating certain programs. Yeah. And people are hearing, they're like, well, you didn't mention me. I'm like, come on. Like, can't mention everybody, but like just some that come to mind for me is, you know, we always shout out Coach Neesmith in Paint Branch High School, head varsity football coach, who's just built an incredible culture there. And we'll walk into that room. I'll never forget the first time you came with me years ago to a Paint Branch session. You'd mirrored and shadowed a couple sessions. Then we go into Paint Branch, and I told you, I was like, I'm just going to give you a heads up. They're a little different. Yeah. They're a little different. Because I think we'd had a session earlier in the day where, frankly, actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, we had a session earlier in the day that day with kids that are good kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say the team, but we're sitting there. And what did you say to them? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
What did you say? We're not going to say the team's name. What did you say to them? Or what did you ask them?
I walked in there and I said, yo, do you guys even like each other? Do y'all know each other? Like, it was different.
Right? It wasn't bad. It wasn't like they were like clowning each other. They just weren't like super tight. They weren't willing to be super vulnerable with each other. Yeah. They were kind of just like reserved and to themselves a little bit. And like, it wasn't bad. Like, yeah. And I don't want to paint a picture that it was bad, because it wasn't bad. But like, you could tell, oh man, there's levels to this. But that's a coach. Now, shout out to that coach, because he's good kids, but he didn't settle on that. You know, that's why we were doing the work there, right? Because he knew, like, man, we need to get better. But like, I would say, he'd agree. He has good kids, but he also, let me tell you what would change that coach if he joined us later that afternoon at Paint Branch.
He saw it.
Had he joined us, but he doesn't get privy to that. He doesn't get to do that. He just sees his team. Maybe he sees a couple other little teams in the building, right? But he just sees his team, and maybe he sees a couple other teams, but only during games or during a scrimmage. He doesn't really see what's happening behind the walls there, right? But had he come with us later in the afternoon and walked into Paint Branch the way we did that day, and just so you know, when we walk into Paint Branch, you've got every kid in that room, 50, 60 kids, fully locked in. No one's clowning. No one's distracted. They're engaged because the player leadership in that room, like, they set a standard that's like, this is where we operate. And their coach has done such a great job setting that standard. But we walk in there, and because they had done Lead Them Up a handful of years, like, they know they're all in. Leon, what did they do the moment we walked in? As soon as we walked in the door.
So as soon as we walked in the door, we do something called a nine clap. Now, again, Adam, he warned me. He gave me a light warning. But when I walked in, it caught me so off guard. The nine clap was so loud. Right? It caught me off guard. I kind of like shook. I kind of like scared me a little bit. Like, hold up, wait, what am I walking into? Right. And again, this is my training day, so I'm not used to this. I'm like, what's happening? We just went from a team that, you know, was fairly reserved. And then we walk into this other team, and it was just through the roof, the energy. Like, they all stood up, some of them jumping around. Yeah, let's go, nine clapping.
It was nuts.
The roof. I've never experienced anything like that in my entire life.
and we've sent out a couple of reels of them during the sessions, you know, where it's just like fire during the session with great energy, and they're loving each other and celebrating each other. And when we verify, they're just giving great feedback to each other, just like really open, honest, transparent. And I've made comments in the comment threads of those shares. I just say, hey, just note, these results you're seeing are within a program led by Coach Neesmith. Right? Like he's got such a great program but these are good kids that they're showing that there's levels to this.
Yeah.
There's levels to this. And it reminds me, just recently, I took KR and Kevin, two of our new Maryland base regional coaches, took them up to Frostburg State University for their baseball program, had them shadow Coach Williams up there, Anthony Williams. Man, same exact scenario, Leon. We walk in, as soon as we open the door and they see us, bam, exploding into a nine clap. Mm-hmm. Ready, excited, looking forward to another fun session. Everybody all in, wanting to get better. These are good kids that want more. That want more. Good kids often want more. And when you give them more, they will become more. And that's what you see. I mean, here's another one. Calvert Hall lacrosse, right? Just like Archbishop Spalding, currently ranked in the top 10 in the country in boys lacrosse, okay? We got a little rivalry going because Archbishop and Calvert Hall are rivals in the same conference. Leon, you're going down, brother. Going down. Calvert Hall, though, at the time of this recording, is 5-0. They just beat the number one team in the country, Malvern Prep, last week in overtime. They are on a roll. And Coach hits me up. He's like, hey, we got to get our next session lined up next week, which is always a great sign when the coach is like, we got to get this. Keep going, right? And let me tell you what's happening over there. They are led by an incredible coach, Coach Kelly. And their program is full of good kids. Full of good kids. But what does Coach Kelly do? Oh, we got good kids, but like good isn't good enough. Like, we need to keep building. So let's invest and lead them up. Let's do 8 sessions. Let's keep going, 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 going. And now literally he's got this group that is on fire for each other, that are fully engaged, all in. They're shouting each other out on social. I sent 2 screenshots to Coach over the weekend where his players are like, yo, that's my 6. That's my 6. Using our language. You're hearing little references to being green and building green. They're asking for when's our next session. They are on fire. They are connected. I know some of the parents in that community, and they're talking about how their kids are just like loving the season so far. And guess what? They are full of really good kids.
Yeah.
Really good kids.
Yeah.
But holy smokes, when you double down, there is always more. There's always more. And when you start giving them tools like followership and mixing board and gold mining and lifeguarding and all of these terms, whether it's through us, by the way, or any leadership development in general, but when you keep going in, man, you will get more. And you have to know as a coach, what it can look like on the other side. You have to. And that's why I said earlier, it is one of the best things you can do is go around and identify and see if you can watch and observe the best programs in the world.
Yeah.
The best. Awesome. Go and look. And that's why whenever you see in professional coaching, when a coach gets a, they get let go of their job and they're not ready to jump back in and they like kind of want to take a year. Cause more often than not, these professional coaches are still getting paid.
Yeah.
So they take this kind of gap year and they always talk about how they just go around and spend time with all these different organizations and all these different programs. Frankly, I wish every coach could do that.
Yeah.
I wish, frankly, you know what I actually wish, Leon? I wish we had an ability to, you know, like in police officers, you can do a ride along.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a movie called Ride Along. Yeah. With the police.
Yeah. You know what? We should actually do this, man. We should do a ride along. Where coaches can ride along with us and we take them to sessions with our most green teams.
Yeah.
And then just have them observe, tell them, watch the engagement of the kids, watch the enthusiasm, watch the vulnerability, watch the lean-ins, watch the energy. Mm-hmm. And then just after, then say, tell me about your team now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your team? And just honestly, not in a judgmental way, just wait and see what they say. Cause I bet they're like, man, like, you know, my kids aren't doing that.
Yeah. Right.
My program doesn't, the rooms that I walk into with my team don't feel like that. Yeah. I have to, as a coach, work really hard to get that out of them. But in that program, they gave it.
Yeah.
And let them feel it. And what will happen is they'd say, I thought we were good, but I think I was comparing it against the wrong comparisons. Because when I just saw what I saw, we have some room to grow.
Yeah.
Good isn't good enough. And Leon, this is something we're going to keep battling. But if you're listening to this, as we wrap up here, fight against the complacency trap of saying, well, good. Mm-hmm. Right. And know that there's a mission for something bigger, greater to develop. And if you're good, what could it look like when you get everybody world class, right? And I mean, I don't even have words, Leon, and I've said this before in some of our text chats. I don't even have words to describe what some of the best programs we work with feel like.
Yeah.
I don't even have words. It's hard. It's like, they are just so connected, so driven, so, man, just, it's fun. It's like, it's a whole new experience, you know, a whole different experience. And, you know, that isn't really delivered if it's just good. Leon, finish us up here. You know, any thoughts here from you as we kind of wrap up here?
Man, I'm just still stuck on it, on what it looks like on the other side, you know, having that ride along. You know, coaches, I want to encourage you just to think about it, what it can look on the other side. You know, yes, good kids are good, and, you know, it's all good, you know, but at some point, you know, you may meet a team that it goes above good, you know, so what are you going to do? You may meet some circumstances that goes above good. So we want to make sure that we're equipped in our players in the best way that we can. But I'm excited, man. This is an awesome, awesome podcast, man. How you flip this thing into understanding, you know, what it looks like on the other side. I think that's going to help us all become better. You know, I'm just thinking about, you know, just anticipating what could it look on the other side? You know, what's that team doing that's different? You know, how can we get another edge? How can we get another level up? And I think as we think of those things, you know, leadership development and lead them up is definitely the formula. You know, when you think of, you know, results, trying to get those results, you know, your results are connected to your techniques. So allow lead them up to be that technique. And I'm just encouraging all those coaches out there, man, lean into this and let's go to a whole new level.
Yep. And don't fall into the trap. Hey, as we end here, once again, my word nerding comes out on the trap, right? The original 14th century of the word trap, they were tools and devices designed to capture the unawares. Tools and devices designed to capture the unaware. The last thing traps want is exposure.
Yeah.
For people to know it's there. So nobody, if you listen to this episode, can say you weren't aware. Mm. We brought the awareness to the forefront. It's a trap. You know it's there. Don't fall into it. Don't fall into it. And so anyways, hey, we're excited to be back. Myself and Leon, 3 episodes a month we'll be delivering in the podcast, as well as our new monthly video series called The Green Room for your players. Be on the lookout. Start preparing, getting this to your athletes in a major way where we can help add value to them. And until next time, on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, I am Adam. He is Leon. Coaches, have fun and lead 'em up.